one of the things I developed from the time I was born again was to read. I would start my day on my knees, kneel by my bed. I was in the Navy. And then I would sit at my table with a notebook and my Bible and read. And one of the first things that the Lord spoke to me then was from Luke chapter 10 and verse 39 to 42. This is a story, you know the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus went to the house of Mary and Martha. And it says here, Mary, right from the beginning, sat at the Lord's feet, verse 39, Luke 10, 39, listening to his word. But Martha, being a really good housewife, immediately, oh, Jesus has come with the 12 disciples. I have to make food for 13 people. Rushed into the kitchen and got everything. Can you imagine, you housewives, if you have suddenly 13 people land up without any warning and you have to rush into the kitchen to prepare? You're a really hospitable woman, and Martha was really hospitable. She was not serving herself. She was sacrificially serving the Lord and his people. Is there any greater ministry that you can do than sacrificially serving the Lord and his people? The answer is yes, there is. That's what I want to tell you. Sometimes we congratulate ourselves that we have sacrificed something for the Lord or for his church or for his people, and we pat ourselves on the back that we are not thinking of ourselves, but we are thinking of others and we are caring for others. Martha was there. And if you went into that home at that time and saw these two sisters not knowing what is happening, and you see these 13 Jesus and the 12 disciples sitting there, and Martha slogging away in the kitchen, perspiring, and Mary just sitting and listening, you would have thought the same thing that Martha thought. What in the world is Mary? She's also a woman in this house. What is she doing just sitting there listening when her sister is struggling there to make food for, not for herself, and she's the only other woman, Mary, in the house. Why? What is she doing sitting here? I'm sure every one of us, including me, would have thought Mary was wrong. And Martha, you can't blame Martha for thinking like that. But one good thing about Martha, you know, a lot of people complain about Martha that she was busy serving and they themselves are serving so much and they don't realize how wrong they are. And she came to the Lord. You know, one good thing we can see here. What is the good thing you can see about Martha here? One good thing, if you have read carefully. When she had a complaint against her sister, she did not talk about it to anybody else. She went directly to the Lord. Isn't that a good habit? Do you have a complaint against somebody? Some brother? Some sister? Who do you go and talk about it to? Learn from Martha. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, this sister is like this, or this brother is like this. I wish we would all develop that habit from today. One good habit. I was going to speak about Mary, but I got to start to speak about Martha first. One good thing there. Let me repeat it. Whenever a thought comes into your hand, into your mind, in your heart, this person is like this, or this person is so thoughtless, unconcerned. Look at all that I'm doing here, slogging away for the church, not for myself. And look at this other person. Look what he's doing. Look at that family. What do they do for the church? And look what I'm doing. Maybe you're right. You're sacrificing a lot for NCCF. Good. But if you complain against others, all that is wiped out before the Lord because you did it in the wrong spirit. If you have a complaint and the Lord doesn't say you have to keep quiet about it, go to him. Say, Lord, here, I'm doing this. And the Lord will give you an answer that will change the direction of your life. because I'm sure Martha received that rebuke from the Lord and it changed her life. It'll change your life. I don't believe Martha would ever again complain about Mary. I don't have scripture to show it to you, but I think that's true. Imagine if you got a rebuke directly from Jesus. Do you think you'd ever be the same after that? I mean, you get a rebuke from a godly older brother, that itself would help us. But imagine if Jesus himself appeared to you and gave you a rebuke. You wouldn't forget it for the rest of your life. I don't think I would. And do you think Martha would have forgotten that? It changed her life. One thing, don't complain about your sisters and brothers. Come to me. I know how to deal with them. Now, if you're an elder or you're a father or a mother and you have responsibility, or you're an officer in a factory and you have responsibility over people, your children, or a church members, then you have to deal with it. But Martha was not appointed as a head over Mary. I'm talking about where you're not appointed as an authority over someone, you should not be complaining about them. That's the first thing. But when she came and said, "Aren't you concerned, Lord, that I'm serving alone? Please tell her to help me." The Lord's not going to listen to us. And he said it so gently. He didn't yell at her and rebuke her. He knew that she did it so sacrificially. And I tell you, when you serve the Lord sacrificially, even if the Lord corrects you for a wrong attitude, he'll correct you gently. Martha, Martha, I can imagine the tone of voice with which Jesus spoke. Martha, Martha, you are concerned and bothered about so many things. But let me tell you something. You probably never understood this with the Old Testament message that Moses brought and that you heard in the synagogue all these 30 years of your life. But I'm telling you something which is more important in the New Covenant. And that is what Mary has chosen. She got a revelation of what is more important. You know, any woman in a house, the immediate reaction when guests come is to provide something, especially if Jesus came. You think if Jesus came into your house, all of a sudden, what would you do? You'd immediately go get him a glass of water or get him some food to eat, because they have come after a long journey. And so it was a good attitude Martha had to serve, and Mary also would have felt like that. But why in the world did she not do it? I think she was so gripped by the words she had heard from Jesus in previous occasions in the marketplace or here and there. And she said, "I want to hear that. Those few times that I've heard my Lord speak to me have so changed my life that I want to hear more." She wanted her life to be changed. And she knew in the long run, and she would become a better person for the glory of God. And she knew what Jesus longed for with his people. It's a wonderful thing. It's not just listening to his word, but fellowship. Fellowship. It's not good for Adam to be alone. What did he give him? Fellowship. What is the thing missing in many homes? Fellowship. What did Jesus want here? Fellowship. And Mary understood that. And she sat and listened to Jesus. And that's the word the Lord spoke to me 61 years ago. And I'm very, very thankful that through the years he's helped me to that. It was my daily habit in those days to begin my day with the word of God and to read it based on this verse. One thing is needful, verse 42. The first book that I ever wrote, many years before CFC started in 1970, was a series of messages I gave to students. And the first message was, one thing is needful. The first book is The Supreme Priorities. It's the first book I wrote. And the first chapter of that, the first of the four things mentioned there is this one thing is needful. Supreme priorities. Number one, sit at the Lord's feet and hear his word.